At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What a lovely spring and summer this has been.
Doesn't get better here, right? That's why we live in Minnesota, Chad.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful
summer days.
If you don't like it, you should move. There, let's get that text out of the way. Let's review. Early in May, the participants on this show, we took May to the woodshed.
That's fair.
We took May to the woodshed, and we said, let's just be honest, May's not that good of a weather month. And then we, kind of like Pete Hegseth was lecturing the media today. Sickening. We'll get to that, bottom of the hour. We motivated May. And then, like, for 2 weeks.
Two glorious weeks.
Every day was great. Of course, I was dealing with multiple health issues, and so I just kind of looked at it. Since then, the weather has been atrocious, disgusting. And I know you're weeping for me, but I took yesterday off to tee it up.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't tee it up, did you?
No teeing up.
How about today when you were supposed to tee it up?
I was supposed to tee it up.
The ball game, and then you were going to tee it up afterwards.
Well, I was supposed to play in a tournament. Probably better for my team that I didn't play, but then it got rained out. But then, more importantly, today this was NMDP, right?
Yeah,
we were there for the blood cancer for this amazing organization, where we had the event late May, and from Vanita's show to the Golden Girl show—that's what I call it now—the Golden Girl show, because most of their topics are directed at like 80-year-old women. The Golden Girl show. And then us, and then DeRussia, and then H. Lake. And we had a big turnout. Twins Mariners. Twins very kind to donate, you know, one of the left field balconies. 20 people paid $200 to sit with the two of us and watch a Twins game. I was reviewing that with a few friends of mine yesterday and calculating how much. I was talking to Jim Peterson today, and I said, consider how much time you spent with me, you owe me $77,000. I mean, if these folks are paying $200,
that seems perfectly fair.
He's borderline like a brother to me, even though I blew him off the first time I met him. I gave him the daily. Yeah, it was halftime of a Wolves game. I was doing those Wolves games solo, and he'd say, and he was giving me that sincere, gym-friendly, hey, how you doing? Can we talk? I'm like, no, I got to go. Little I know, I'd be working with him, you know, a year or two later.
Duty called. That's fine.
I had to go. And these folks... If you didn't show, most showed, all very, very nice. All very nice. By the way, I would encourage you to go to my Instagram account, Chad Hartman Show. First, the omelet/scramble I made today, I should be a chef.
Well, you're agreeing that it was a scramble then.
Well, I cut it. I flipped parts of it separately. Because I wanted to, you know, because your pan cooks differently.
It sounds to me like you had some sticky pan issues.
No.
That's what I'm
hearing. I had butter, and I even had garlic butter in this.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, I mean, it looks, first of all, you're going to see an omelet, and you're going to weep for your inadequacy at your attempt to make an egg omelet scramble like I did. Then I just decided to ask the audience what they think of WCCO radio hosts. We went Vanita, Jordana, Adam, Jason, Henry. And spontaneously, they gave their opinions on all the hosts. And so even though it was a rain delay, we were chatting. Everybody was very friendly.
Yes. Except when you left. You didn't hear what they said when you walked back to the back for a little
while.
Well,
here's what happened. So we played a little bit of the Twins festivities they had. Then we played some best of, and then we both received a phone call from the New Odyssey CEO. He listens, loves the show. And when he heard DeRush on, he said, that's it. We can do the best of. We can hear Patrick DeHaan, the great French Open story. But if DeRush is going to be on, no. So that's when the bat signal went out, and we were called back here. And so we're here. I don't know when the Twins game's going to resume.
Begin?
Resume in the sense of they'll resume getting the field ready and stretching. And who knows? Maybe they'll do BP again. I don't know.
All right, get it going again. Let's have it.
But the M's, do they call them the M's still?
I think so. We can go with
the M's. The M's, they don't come back here.
No, they don't.
So they're going to be at the ballpark for a long, long time. But when Jason went on too early, that's when our leader called us on a bat signal and said, get back. And I thought of a couple topics. And we're going to get to a little Operation Midnight Hammer at the bottom of the hour. But a number of folks reached out, and they were kind to us about, you know, certain parts of the show they like and certain guests. So I'm not here to rip any other show outside of Carter and Jason. Of course, we'll rip them. We got two topics going here. Who is your favorite guest on this radio station? Not just on this show. Now, I would think, you know, the first 20 should be on this show, right, Dave? Is that about right?
I don't think I'd stop at 20, to be honest.
40.
I think even people that we've only had maybe one or two times, just on a specific topic, we reached out to them. We found them in the radio white pages.
And then the Golden Girls show sometimes takes our guests, and they don't realize they've been on the show like for 25
years.
I'm
not familiar with that. I don't know what you're talking about.
So who is, and I'm not here to, I hate this guest. We can be cynical and snarky, but it could be a Vanita guest. It could be an H. Lake guest. I don't know. It could be a real estate guest. It could be Doug Swinhart, our computer savant. It could be Andy Lindis and a guest he has. Not a host. Practice. No, not a host. It has to be a guest. And then also a mini version of this, text a topic. So we got two things going, Dave. Two things. And then we're going to get to Operation Midnight Hammer and that. And then at any point, they could tell us, you're done. We're going back to Target Field. To me, it doesn't look like we're on the edge of Target Field.
I think it's going to be a minute.
Yep. So Jason's already in the house, right? He's prepared to go for a while. But once the game begins, we'll head down to Target Field. We're on a roll right now. We won a game. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you want me to take a break here?
I'm prepared to take a break.
Okay.
But we don't need to.
Why don't we take a quick one? Then I can get the texting contraption ready.
Let's go 2 minutes.
Okay, two That's minutes. Because here's what we want. We want your favorite guest. And if you want to make up a guest for wrong answers only, that's fine too. But it could, again, it could be an H. Lake guest. It could be our UFO show. It could be, do we still have the garage sale show?
I think we're past that point.
Yeah. A guest that's on this station with some regularity. Could be this show. Could be the Jason show. Whatever it might be. And then text the topic. Just a reminder, text the topic. You come up with a topic, and we'll riff on it for, what, at least 30 seconds or 5 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good topic. Right. We might carry it the rest of the hour.
It might be the only topic. I mean, if it's that good, we might not turn it over to DeRussia if it's that good. We plan on getting to Operation Midnight Hammer in a little bit at the bottom of the hour. But right now, your favorite guest on this radio station, I get it. I don't know. You know, our audience might be totally different now. They've checked out on us because they assumed it was a ball game. Or they're devastated because they're listening to us. And they thought they'd hear Atterbury and Gladden. So do you have a topic for us and your favorite guest on this particular radio station? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 on CCO. You just quickly pivoted, and right away came up with the bumper theme.
Hey, I've always tunes in the house.
Kind of a predictable, dull theme, though. I thought you were better than this. Rain?
That's on you. I am not better than this.
Yeah. Rain is our bumper music theme. Who hurt you?
You?
Yeah, on a regular basis. On a regular basis. All right. We're getting excellent guest suggestions. But we also want text to topic. Combo platter. I mean, Brad's gone, so we can do more of this. Brad doesn't like us when we combine topics.
No.
So, I mean, he's, you know, God knows where he is. I have no idea where he is.
Are you ready to officially open text to topic?
Yeah, let's go.
Normally, Chad's the boss when it comes to show content around
Sounds
here.
Dramatic.
But today, he's feeling philanthropic. Give us your talkers.
He's got nothing.
Nothing is too microscopic. The wide range of ideas is sure to be kaleidoscopic. And sure, the discussion may turn a bit myopic,
that's
but that's
show.
What you get
My
when
life.
We invite you to Text a Topic.
There you go. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Big crescendo.
This moves mountains, baby.
Topic, the New York mayoral race and the Democrats' dilemma. Yeah, let's go with that. God, that party is screwed up. If your choice is a socialist or a guy accused of being a sexual harasser, who, if you go back and Google again how he escaped those charges, I'm still baffled. That's where the Democrats are. And clearly, I am in, and you get to disagree with me, right? I am a centrist, I'm a moderate, and I feel better about it every single moment of the day when I see what the Dems are doing and when I see if you're not MAGA, 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 done. But would I ever consider for 1 second voting for a Democratic Socialist? Never. Would I have ever considered voting for Andrew Cuomo again after the charges he faced? Never. And also, how long has Cuomo been in this game? Okay. And then consider what we learned about Cuomo and how we all, including me, were lauding him about COVID. And turned out a lot of that was completely made up BS and concerning, you know, actually areas where you should have been highly critical of him. But that is one of the enormous issues, Dave. The Republicans right now are about 90% lockstep with Donald John Trump. The Democrats, right now, more of the energy is absolutely with the further left socialist wing of their party. If the primary was today and AOC jumped in, she would at worst be second or third, and she might be first. And if you're telling me my option is Trump somehow figuring out a way to run again, discounting this little minor thing called the Constitution, or somebody is a wannabe Trump or the far left, there's zero chance I would vote for either side. Zero. Now, you're more to the left of me, okay? You don't want any part of a socialist, though, do you?
Goodness, no. No. I don't think I'm that much further to the left of you, but no, I don't want any part of that.
Among the guests, Arne Carlson. The Golden Girls Show sometimes takes that one, too. Another guest. Let's see. Tim Lammers. I think Tim is excellent.
Does a very nice job on the movies and the TV.
On the GG Show. Military guy, Colonel Hunt. Excellent. Major. Backlash LaRue. What would happen right now if we had a host on doing an over-the-top male gay character? How long would that last without the protest?
It might not be taken very well. I think we'd see a target level DEI boycott.
Probably would. More Colonel Hunt. By the way, not just our show. That's why I want Tim Lammers to, not just us.
Well, but naturally they're going to grab it.
I mean, listen, you know your taste.
Yeah.
Dean Phillips. More major, a lot of major. Ukas, for sure.
We heard major out of the ballpark.
Yes.
Basically, not major himself, but one of the guests out there just,
Bridget.
Hey, I love major games.
Yeah, basically felt like I got in the way. I mean,
it's never happened before.
Probably true. Jack Nicklaus. We haven't heard much. You know, we haven't heard much from Jack lately or the Doctor of Love. I think tomorrow we might have to reach out to the Doctor of Love.
Dream Doctor, too.
Yeah.
Dr. Stierkatz.
Dr. Stierkatz. Dr. Ostrom, recently stolen from us. Didn't realize he was on the show. Only he's been on the show about 300 times. Billy Guerin. Joe Friedberg. Yep.
Mm.
That one hurts. Okay, I don't know this person. Julie Weisenhorn. Could be made up. I could have just walked into something that I'm not supposed to say. I don't know, but go ahead. The lady promoting tart cherries on Jason's show. Where do you stand on a tart cherry?
I'd rather go with the tart cherry juice than a tart cherry itself.
Brian O'Hara, excellent guest.
He is outstanding.
Excellent guest. By the way, we still want to have him occasionally on other shows. And he's very good, but it was a very good pick by Adam and Jordana. Patrick James Royce, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We were just debating having Patrick on the other day.
I think we might be hearing from Patrick next week.
Yeah. Chipper again, another.
Chipper's got a big vacation coming up.
Chipper's got a lot of vacations. I mean, we needed, you know. And no, by the way, no major tomorrow. He suggested his first vacation in 14 years. I did want to push back and say when he joined me in Palm Desert a couple of years ago. He also said that was his first vacation. We got a little good little surprise. We're going to play a major, though. Let's not divulge. But I bounced the idea off you. You like it, right?
Oh, of course I do.
It's going to be very fun.
My favorite part, you mentioned Chip. Favorite part about Chip, he texted me this morning to let me know that he would be unavailable
Thorough.
On Monday. The text started, "Hey, dude, sorry for the late notice." I said, dude, it's 4 days in advance. Yeah. 1:45 would have been late notice.
If we just said the nicest guest.
Yes.
It's Chipper.
Not even close.
Oh, my gosh, for sure. More text. Hauser, Blois, Palenti. This person likes politics.
Mm-hmm.
All very good at what they do. Cheryl Carter. I bonded with Cheryl Carter. At the big grad party.
Yes.
Julie is a Smart Gardens guest. Listen,
we know
our place. The gardening show and the Linda show blow every other show away in text. Not even close. Not even close. Susie. They love having Susie on. Bill Guerin, when he's not snapping at me, I'm a patriot. No, I like him better then. I like it when it's a combo of he's cranky and he's mad at me. And then the beautiful part is he can move on instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Because another person talking, Jesse's the same. Jesse has told me to bleep off 15 times. And 10 of them when he was governor in front of people. And the beauty about Jesse is he just kind of moves on. Don't linger. Jerry, who's on with the GG show.
Oh, sure, yes.
He is very, very funny. Ragoose, the big Lou.
Love the goose.
Yes. Okay, topic. Text the topic. Are there too many wannabe storm chasers out there now? Everyone with a phone is out there. Some don't seem too bright. Let they get right into the twister. Now, let's be honest. Look at our jobs. We have very atypical jobs. Not 9 to 5. You can put in a lot of work. You can put a little work. You can bounce from dial to dial position. You can last somewhere. You can have no guests. You can have a lot of guests. You can be the hot tuck. You can be the flamethrower. You can actually make sense. So it's not like I'm going to say, well, this is a typical job. I would have to be so broke and my children's lives in jeopardy, all three of them, before I'm storm chasing. Does that do anything for you?
How close do I have to get?
You can't be a storm chaser if you're videotaping it off the TV, Dave.
Well, I mean, a few miles away. Is that okay?
No.
You know, get a good zoom? Mm-mm. Good camera, the big zoom?
No. No, you're not Cook. You're not borrowing Cook's telescope.
Well,
no.
I don't want to be all that near it, but I would love to see a tornado with my own eyes.
Okay, so how close do you think you need to be to see the tornado? You realize when you're a storm chaser, you can't just check the box of, oh, I get to chase storms, but I'm never hurt. That is part of the territory. That's part of the terrain. That is in the job application that you're signing on for.
I saw Twister. They made it out okay.
Okay.
Strapped themselves to those poles at the end when they couldn't get out.
Yeah, I don't need to hear about you and strapping, okay?
I would join for a storm chasing event once. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm going to make sure it's within 100 yards. Okay, to really have the feel for that. Okay,
how about 200 yards?
That's not really a storm chaser.
200 yards and a really fast storm.
You know what you are then? You're a storm linger.
I'll linger.
You're storm adjacent. I mean, come on. Get out of here. Another one. The sight lines of the current SUVs, any make and model, are so limited. Bring back the large windows. Do we need to bring back bigger windows? The modern car, are we relying too much on all the automation in it and the younger driver is now a lousier driver compared to us?
Yes.
Because, I mean, how far back, I mean, when were we putting in the camera out the back of the car? How long ago does that go?
10 years, maybe?
I was going to say maybe longer, right? Because the average car is like 10, 11 years old, something like that. So a lot of kids, when they're learning how to drive, have that.
Mm-hmm.
You have so many other contraptions.
Yeah, you've got the thing that pushes you back into the lane if you're drifting.
Yes.
The flasher on the side mirror is somebody in your blind spot.
Now, we're getting a little more hoity-toity if it does the parallel park for you. But I think we do have more blind spots right now. Are we convinced that the typical 16-year-old now is, well, first of all, not as many kids instantly when they're 16 get a driver's license.
Nope.
Which probably is good. I personally can't identify with it because May 29th, 1981, I was waiting in line. I wanted my license as fast as possible. I had the Omega, Olds Omega, 651-461-9226, your first car. Model year. It's a couple of years old, late 70s. I did sneak out and drive it two or three times before. He would never know. Think he was going to let me drive the Caddy?
No, I don't think so. No, no.
I was there first day. Passed. I told you my kids, not the past first time. I just taunted them.
Good. They deserve it.
I loved it. It was so great. I had to wait just like a little bit. But, I mean, come on. If you have boys and you're not needling your boys, you should lose your kid.
Why can't you needle the girls, too?
Yeah, exactly. You're 100% right.
That was very sexist.
I was very sexist. I need to apologize. But I don't think kids are as good drivers now because they have so many contraptions on the cars.
I think adults are losing their skills, too, frankly.
Okay, so now we're done with that. I do want to see your first cars. But then
Mazda 626.
Mazda?
Mazda 626. Don't remember the year.
Don't remember the year?
No.
Hot off the lot?
No, yeah, it was hot. About $7. Radio didn't even work.
Are you buying what the president has been saying? That if you have the audacity to report that the initial reporting on Operation Midnight Hammer, by the way, they're not denying the report. Let's be crystal clear on that. They're not denying that the initial intelligence was saying that it pushed them back, the Iranians, months. And there has been absolute outrage by Trump. And, I mean, Pete Hegseth was just so loathsome today. God, he's just so hard trying to butt-kiss Donald Trump. They're not denying that the report actually initially said back months. No one, by the way, with any credibility in the media said, well, that's it. That's the final report. Because there will be more. And by the way, I said the other day, I wish the president just would have said this. We see that Hamas is weakened. Hezbollah was just whipped by the Israelis. That the Houthis have suffered. That Assad is gone. That Russia is fixated on Ukraine. That their air defense, and Trump would have said, we know they're eventually going to get this. And for all these reasons, we decided to strike. Because for that, I'm all in. But if you're just going to say out of nowhere they're on the verge of a nuclear weapon, nobody's buying that. Because Bibi Netanyahu's been telling us for 20 years. But if you're telling me for all these reasons it was the time to strike, I get it. I agree. But now this idea is that when CNN had it first and the White House continues to say they're right, but they're saying if you report that, number one, you're only doing it because you hate Trump. And two, this is one that bugs me the most. You're insulting those folks who are on the mission. No, you're not. Who is naming the people? They were remarkable. And what they did to fly that far with this precision is spectacular. So, by the way, when Donald Trump was crushing everybody because there were no WMDs, because that's what he was, by the way, years later, okay, not before. Was he then, Dave Harrigan, ripping all the members of our military who went to Iraq? If you use his logic, he was. But, of course, he only uses the logic when it works for him.
I've not noticed that.
Yeah, what a shocker. What do you want to say in this? I'm sure some people are ticked off by what I'm saying. Others will agree. You want to agree? You want to disagree? You want to add nuance? You can. Because we got more information even today. 651-461-9226. Hartman and Harrigan with you. Twins game didn't start. We were there because of our charity event. Great, great people. But then the game wasn't going to start. We're five blocks away, so we should come back and do our job. And so that's what we're doing. Whenever the Twins game starts, or if the Twins game starts, we'll carry it right here on the home of the Twins, WCCO Radio. So you heard my point before. Let me just give you some updated information here. Because the White House did provide some information to the Senate today. The White House early in the day declined to say how limited the class information it would be that it shares with Congress, or how it will respond to lawmakers who insist their oversight duties necessitate access to information. I'm sure there's been, historically, Dave, a perpetual battle between Congress, in particular certain members of Congress, and White House, various White Houses, on how much information they should get.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously this debate on the War Powers Act that should Donald Trump have reached out to Congress? I don't think he had to. Because I think for decades and decades and decades, both parties have usurped what was the policy for a long time, that you had to reach out for Congress. I don't think this was an act of war. Now, I know they were citing something tied in their explanation, tied to Al-Qaeda. Well, this isn't Al-Qaeda. Okay. But for an element of surprise, and you get to disagree on both things. Obviously, you can disagree on any of this. 651-461-9226. I don't think they had to reach out. We also have some of the breaking news this afternoon that reporting multiple places that U.S. and Israel has told Iran that it must hand over its enriched uranium. This is from the Israeli defense minister. So this isn't even just reporting. This is just a fact. So I want to get back to this, and I want to hear from people. 651-461-9226. Again, Donald Trump yesterday adamantly lecturing the press, calling for the CNN reporter to be fired, just with again, awful names, because CNN had it first. that the initial, and I repeat, it is the initial report, and it takes longer for more information to come out. General Kane, his guy, the Sunday morning, our time, 7 a.m. press conference. What did Donald Trump's head say? We're going to do an after-action report. It will take days before we get the information. Fair. So then CNN gets the initial report, which said the damage set back the Iranians' program months. Trump, who told us instantly everything was totally obliterated. No one knows instantly that it was totally obliterated. No one. This is just Donald Trump being Donald Trump, right? With hyperbolic, everything's flawless, everything's perfect. For me, as someone who agrees with the decision, if he would have made the overall case that I've laid out many, many times now. And I think anybody, even if discreet, if they went, let's hope it was completely decimated. I mean, are you really at the point where you so disagree with the decision that you hope it wasn't destroyed?
I think there's a lot of people there. A lot of people just want to see Donald Trump take a loss.
Yeah, I don't. I don't want him to be president. I don't trust him. I don't believe him. But I have heard death to America from the Iranian government for 46 years. And I just hear some far lefties like, oh, Iran hasn't done anything to us. Oh, my God. Iranian proxies have been attacking Americans for decades. Again, I'm not talking about the Iranian citizens. I'm not talking about individuals who might be your friends who first were born in Tehran who are now here. I'm talking about the government who, whether directly from Iran or the proxies, would love to kill American citizens, including members of the military, on a regular basis. But you're not an evil American. You're just not. Or you're not insulting the military if you report what the military is saying. And I know the MAGA world is obsessed that the media in total hates Donald Trump. And I'll get to Nick and I'll get to Tex in a second. I want to get you in the mix too. There are folks in the military who find him so abhorrent that, Dave, you're right. They want him to fail every single day. I don't. I want him to flourish and succeed. I'm now. Here's how long I gave. Here's how many seconds I gave considering voting for Donald Trump. Okay, I'm done. But he's my president. So I hope he's brilliant. I hope he proves me wrong. I hope he's the greatest president ever. I hope our country's never, ever better because he's the president. He might be the president for life, but I don't want that either. But this idea that the media can only report that the mission was completely successful, that is a dictatorship.
Yeah, that's state media at that point.
That is state-run media. How is it anything but that? The floor is yours.
I'm still stuck on your question of how can people believe that, or how can people want the bad news? Want the bad news for Donald Trump that, you know, the nuclear sites weren't completely destroyed. I've heard plenty of people say things on plenty of other issues. You know, as far as Donald Trump, they'd be happier in a recession because it would mean that the Trump economy was tanking.
And we ripped that right away too.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty.
Wasn't
of
that
people.
Marr? Wouldn't it? Yeah, it was Marr, right? Pretty sure Marr said he wanted a recession. And now he's lecturing people about Trump, which is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that would love to see the country take a hit for a year, 2 years, see all of our, you know, retirement accounts get clobbered.
No, I don't want citizens
just
to
prove a point to Donald Trump, or to prove a point that MAGA doesn't work, or whatever it is, a greater political point. They think that would be more important than, you know, the financial, I guess, the financial ease of our country.
Think about that. That is saying to your friends, family, neighbors, that we hope you suffer because you don't want this guy to have a shred of success. No, I wasn't crazy about his opponent either. I made that point over and over again. And if you had a functioning brain, you could see that they were hiding Joe Biden for years. That's why we should have better options than the two monopolies we have. And that's why I talk all the time that by the mid-90s, I started voting for all parties. I'm not voting for MAGA, and I'm voting for the Bernie Sanders wing. Zero. I'm not. If there are people that are more in the center who are Republicans or Democrats, I will. And I'd love if we had five different parties, you know, and this domination. All right, let's look at some of the text. Chad, you're beating a dead horse. You've been going on this topic for days. New topic. I've never talked about it until today. We've never talked about it until today because we weren't on yesterday when the president went on this rant.
I was on.
Yeah.
Don't say we.
Yeah. So you're wrong. We'll get to the cars later. After almost a decade of being accused of all sorts of negative and petty comments, I too would be oversensitive to the constant drumbeat of negative coverage. Pete Hegseth has been raked of coals since the nomination of Secretary of Defense. I think I made that point over and over again, and I'll make it again, that there are people, everyday citizens, members of the media, who no matter what Donald Trump does, it's awful. I think Donald Trump does wake up every day and think about how this day is best for him. I don't think Pete Hegseth in any way is qualified to be the Secretary of Defense. But I'm also not a raging lefty. So if things happen in this country, by the way, the Donald Trump economy during his first term before COVID was very good. It was utter nonsense that it was the best economy ever. There's no metrics to show it. Donald Trump and closing the border has been very good. There are things he has done that I agree with. My biggest issue is he lacks any decency and moral character. Like he just bullies people. But I don't want for a second him to fail. And, I mean, if you watch Pete Hegseth today and you think that's how a Secretary of Defense is supposed to respond, then you're an ideologue, which you're allowed to be. That was to kiss Donald Trump's butt. And his lecture towards Jennifer, God, I forget if it's Griffin or Griffith. I'm pretty sure it's Griffin, who is a tremendous Pentagon reporter from Fox bleepy news. And he's lecturing her, and she came back, and he had nothing. When he was asked specific questions, it was just, and then when General Kane is put in this awful spot, because General Kane said it would be days until we would fully find out what happened, which is fair. Is anybody who's objective saying, oh, we should know instantly what happened? I'm sure the area suffered enormous damage. We've seen the satellite photos.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened to the uranium? And what happened to their capabilities of building a nuclear weapon? It's that. Nobody's doubting. If anybody is, they're wrong, and it's insulting. I would never doubt the skill, the precision, and the success of the military. Part of the reason why our first guest on Monday was who? Who was our first guest on Monday?
Colonel David Hunt.
We wanted to have a military person at first, and he was raving about that precision. You're also allowed to say, can we actually get some intelligence? And Trump, when he gave his 9 o'clock our time Saturday night press conference, just hours after we found out, said complete and total obliteration of everything. It's literally impossible for anyone to know that at that point. But that's him. He is an extremist in what is great and what is awful. And maybe it was. But now, if the media has the temerity to report which turned out to be the truth, they're awful to the people in the military. That's, come on, get out of here. Chad, thank you for bringing this up. I've been so disappointed in Americans that are hopeful for failure. Yeah, I am not this. And this is the conundrum with Trump. He does some things that are good for all, getting rid of the nuclear sites, but then there's all the other bat crazy things that he does and says. What do you want to say to them?
There are many millions of people that believe that.
Yeah.
That would say that's spot on, including Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fact that CNN went there right away looking for negative. Text me back. How's that a fact? How's that a fact? Because I'll just repeat to you, the White House at no point has said the initial report was incorrect.
No. No one said they've complained about a leak.
That's it. And by the way, do you know who the biggest leaker is in the White House? Who's the biggest
leaker? Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Trump. All these reporters say he's tremendous to them on background. And so many of these folks that he hates on Truth Social, he answers their calls.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. He gets the show business part, but he also gets the other side. Let's see. Yep, same thing as when he got shot. There were people out there hoping he would get killed. There's a lot of haters. Yeah, it's gross. Absolutely gross. Chad, I agree with you. I don't care as the president. I want the best for our country. I did not vote Joe Biden, but I'm sure in hell did not want to see our economy tank because he's president. I was more worried their economy was going to tank. Yes, I was happy it didn't. I believe the CIA's report, in his report, long before mainstream, including CBS, the nuclear program was destroyed, and liberals can't see the president do good for our country. Yeah. Just like there are many members of MAGA that no matter what, if a Democrat succeeds, they will not acknowledge that also. That's a fair part of this conversation.
It's right? A huge part of it. That's welcome to politics 2025.
It's similar to if we have a good segment and we feel good about it, and then the shock jock comes in and goes, that was terrible. Like, we're feeling good about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. He did that a lot on Tuesday.
The little midday engine that could. And we're just trying to get by. We're just trying to get out of his way. Mm-hmm. He's drive time. We're just, you know. We're like the steps up to a big house like that he has. We're the steps. And we felt really good about a couple segments. And he comes in the day. And I know you went home on the drive and cried.
I didn't even drive.
Yeah.
You two are the kind of classic, like, you know what?
We have feelings.
Always asking for feedback. Yeah. You always want feedback.
I don't.
And then you get it. What you really mean is you just want a little pat on your back. Little good job, buddies.
That's piece of chocolate want. Would be nice.
I get it.
I could go for a piece of chocolate.
It's a little surprising. Right? Like, it's sort of millennial behavior. I expect better from you, Harvey.
That's me.
You are a millennial.
Thank
classic.
You.
Oh, so I'm old. Did you hear that? I'm old. Did you see what the audience thought of at Target Field?
Where would I have seen that?
Chad Hartman Show, Instagram. The latest thing that's buzzing on social media. A lot of talk.
It's very hot right now.
Not it's sure very...
In the trades.
Not yeah. sure I subscribe
First of all,
to that.
I start with my spectacular...
How do you spell that?
C-H-A-D-H-A-R-T-M-A-N, and then
oh, yeah.
show.
Right, look at that.
Right. And I don't even remember what the picture is. I have no idea.
Start with a good joke. That was good.
I host the radio show.
Yeah, let's listen.
So I thought what I would do is ask them what they think of various WCCO radio personalities.
Yeah.
It's great audio, too. Really high quality.
What do you think of Benita?
Sure, they like Benita.
Like Benita.
Makes sense. How about Jordana Green?
Okay. Smattering.
Smattering.
How about Adam Carter?
Dead to me.
Yeah.
To
me. Yeah.
I can't disagree. How about Jason DeRussia?
Oh, it stopped. Huh. Interesting.
Is that where it stopped? Is it too long?
No, I think I might have closed out of it.
Okay.
I think that might have been
But it might be also.
It might have been my error.
That's fine.
It also would be perfect for the technical skills
yes.
of this show.
I mean, we're getting the audio from me holding my phone up to the microphone.
On an AM radio station.
That's fine. It's fine.
They said...
maybe we'll get to it. Oh, we're still working through it. You
still
can't,
there.
Like, speed it. There's
No.
Instagram should get that. On TikTok, you can...
You can,
like,
speed through it.
I like that.
Yeah, I love the TikTok.
Okay, yeah, we got... Yeah, we know yeah, how we that was.
Yes, Matt.
It was good. I'm glad you remembered everybody's name. I think that's good.
Go to it now. Where are we at?
Carter?
I can't disagree. How about... Jason
DeRussia. Lose my number.
And just wow. tell the truth. And how about one last one? Henry Lake.
Yeah, baby. They're attracted to Henry.
Interesting.
They didn't care for you or Adam.
I'm...
Can you blame them?
I can't.
No.
My show is terrible. It's a terrible show.
Get that on the liner. By the way, your producer's right here. He's got feelings, too.
You know, tomorrow is our third year anniversary.
Well, same as the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was all the same day.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for helping me out there. I was confused.
Why,
wait, if you're the third year and we're the third year.
So is this going to, how annoying is it going to be on this radio station tomorrow, right? Like, Vanita probably, like, people are going to bring her treats. Like, there's going to be donuts.
Yeah.
It's going to be a celebration. Then Chad, or who's next? Adam and Jordana.
Golden Girls show, I call it now, because most of their topics are skewed to like 80-year-old women.
Do you think they'll be in the same room to celebrate 3
no.
years? Unlikely.
No.
Man, they hate each other,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's a long drive from St. Louis Park.
Is every show going to be like, hey, third year, like, what do you like? What don't you like?
Are we even going to acknowledge it?
Or? I am. I'm celebrating.
Maybe there will be a theme.
Yeah.
Am I music?
Wrong?
Bumper music.
It could be a theme. All right, Jason.
I
maybe
guess.
For a while.
I don't
who
know.
Knows?